Thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful opening meditation and the putting us all together in our wonderful crucible. We thank you very, very much for that. Now, next, Melena is going to explain to us what this significant event that has happened, and then when she's done, we will open the session up to comments from the group. So, as our old friend used to say, here's Melena. Star 6, girl.
Okay, I think I'm on. You have me, John?
You're on. Thank you.
That's
beautiful.
Good. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, John.
Uh-huh.
Welcome. Yeah, welcome. And thank you, Gabriel, for that beautiful opening. So, aloha, everyone.
Aloha.
Everyone, it's great today. It's another beautiful day here in paradise. So, I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about our Onchi crystals. You know, at last year's conference, Kathleen Gary, she introduced those to us. And for many of us, we had a very strong resonance to those Onchi stones. And when Kathleen first handed one to me, the first thing they said were that we are the ancient of ancients. We existed before time was time. We came to learn that the Onchis are comprised of some of the oldest matter ever found on the earth. And like many of you, I wish to have my own Onchi. And over the course of communicating about my personal Onchi with Belinda Yoder, who is one of the keepers of the Onchi mine, she was told by the Onchi consciousness to send 5 Onchi stones to me to be placed in the ocean with the dolphins and the whales. Of course, I knew immediately they were to be taken to the portal of no time, space, or dimensions. So I received the Onchis almost a year ago, and I have attempted several times, numerous times actually, to go and place them in the vortex. And every time something would happen to prevent that. Either the ocean conditions were such that we could not make it to where the vortex is, or about 3 or 4 mornings I woke up when I had planned to go and was running an unexplained fever and then could not go on the boat. But however, I trusted that when the timing was right, it would happen. So throughout this past year, some of you in our community have visited with me in Hawaii and have had the opportunity to sit with these stones. I know Katie certainly has, Diana, Lindley, Cliff, Kazuko. I think that's everyone. So they had been infused with our group's energetics through each of them. They've also been sitting with the stones that we've had that I have with me that were at the conferences the last couple of years as well. So last Monday, July 15th, I was going on the boat. And for those of you who know them, Raphael and Michael Tamira and their group were here for their yearly visit and had chartered the boat. The Onchis told me very clearly that they had to be placed before this year's conference, which means they had to be placed before I left the island, which is tomorrow morning. So I spoke with both Michael and Raphael before departure, and I asked them if it was okay with them if I invited their group to participate in my completing an assignment that I had been given. And they both said absolutely. They had a large group this year, so we had a small second boat going out. So Raphael was going to go on the second boat with that part of the group. So I gave one of the Onchis to her for her boat. And I spoke with the other ladies on her boat about what we would be doing and asked if they would each hold a stone and infuse it with whatever blessing they wish for the planet. Then once underway, I shared the same thing with the group on my boat. The 4 remaining Onchis were passed to each person on the boat. Now this was a very high frequency group, and the Onchis were very happy to receive their blessings. An hour or so ago, I posted a photo on the Seeding of the Divine Facebook page of the five Anjis. As you can see, they are with my white dragon and goddess figurine. In the photo, in the back is, of course, the Hathor. So the dragons, as you know, have been a huge part of the last couple of calls. And Joan and I have both been amazed at how all of these various pieces are now coming together. So when I tell you this next part, it should come as no surprise to you. But these five Anjis are called dragon stones. So it was one of those perfect calm mornings on the ocean. Sun filled, blue skies, calm water, no wind. In the days prior to the trip, I had set my intention that we would make it to the portal and that we would have lots of dolphins. So we headed up the coastline, and as we headed north and were passing by the bay by the airport, we saw dolphins in there. Now, this is a bay that the dolphins used to frequent almost every day. But according to my crew, they had not swam with them there but on rare occasion in the past 2 years. And as it turned out, we had a 2-hour swim there in that bay. So I mentioned to Captain Michael to allow enough time for us to go up to the portal to place the stones before we had to head in. So within a 15 minutes of my mentioning that to him, the dolphins disappeared. So we gathered everyone and headed up the coast. And we weren't quite sure where the dolphins had gone at that point because they just, as they do, they just disappeared, even though there had been several hundred dolphins in the bay that morning. So we gathered everyone and headed up the coast. And at some point, the dolphins surfaced next to us and then dropped behind our boat. And they were spread out widely on both sides all the way out. And the second boat flanked them. So I want you to envision this, our boat's in the lead, these 200 dolphins behind our boat, going out 30, 40, 50 yards on each side, second boat next to them, and all the other boats following. Some of the other boats tried to catch up because these dolphins were jumping and leaping and riding the bow wake and, you know, surfing those waves. They were trying to catch up, but somehow it was like they would hit some kind of invisible barrier. And every one of them backed off and fell way back. It was very obvious that something special was going on, and some of the people on my boat even commented on it. So this escort lasted probably easily 20 minutes, if not longer. So as we passed the bay that is before the vortex, the dolphins slowed down and gently turned in the shore. And all the other boats followed them and stopped there. So our two boats continued on to the portal. Once we were in place, I shared with the group that this was a very special place that we called the cathedral, that it was for me the place where the veils were the thinnest to the Ancient Ones and to Lemuria. I did not tell them our significance of that spot. And then I shared a little bit about the Anjis with them. So I asked Raphael, who was on the other boat, to drop the first Anji into the ocean. I then asked Michael Tamira to drop the second one. We had a few children on board, and there was one little girl who was 11 years old. Her name is Galadriel, and she is the bright little light beam. So I asked her if she would drop the next one for all generations, past, present, and future. All of you would have been so moved by the reverence with which she accepted and held the stone before she dropped it. The fourth Anji was dropped by a lady named Amy, who is part Hawaiian and who grew up here. As Michael Tamira was on the front of the boat holding the Anji before he dropped it, we noted that a small pod of dolphins had broken away from the bigger group and had very quietly come in to surround the boat to witness the ceremony. Now, while I did not realize it at the time, I later felt that those who asked about the crystals was not a random selection. I really had no plan in place other than asking Raphael to drop the first one. So first, there's Raphael and Michael. To begin with, their names could not have been more perfect, since the archangels by that name are very much a part of everything that we do. And also, their union is one of sacred harmony, with a beautiful blend holding the balance masculine and feminine. The 11-year-old Galadriel represented the innocence and the hope for all beings in our earth. Amy represented the Hawaiian people, their history, and its culture, as the Kiahi, which means guardians, protectors of the sacred place known as Hawaii. So that's four of our stones. And so now for the fifth stone. Earlier in the morning, when we were with that huge potter dolphin, I was told that only four of the Ankis were to be left in the ocean that day, that the fifth one was to go to our conference in September. I was to ask those of you who have Ankis to bring one to the conference to connect with this one. The one I chose to come to the conference was held by me in the water with the dolphins for about 15 minutes. This fifth Ankis is shaped very much like this island, the island of Hawaii. The group were all in gratitude and very moved to have the opportunity to participate in the ceremony, and every person was impacted by it. And I'm sure you will find this as amusing as I did. Part of the theme from Michael and Raphael's seminar was called Lemuria Rising. Divine perfection was at play in every aspect of the day. It was a wild day for sure. When we returned to shore, I went to thank Raphael. She then told me she had had an amazing experience on the water and that she would email me with all she saw, heard, and felt. So with divine timing still at work, on Sunday, I sat down at the computer to make some notes for this call. About 5 minutes in, I saw a notification that I had an email from Raphael, so I stopped to read her email. So if you're ready for a bit more wild, I invite you all to take a deep breath. And with her permission and blessings to all of you, I will share with you what she wrote. For those of you who don't know Raphael, she's a teacher, very clairvoyant, and she and Michael lived in Mount Shasta for many years. And when she wrote this email to me, she could not recall the name of the Ankis crystal. From Raphael, here's what I experienced. First, I noticed each person in our smaller boat felt a very strong connection with the spirit of the rock. It was so beautiful watching each one infusing it with their love and trust that whatever would happen with it would be somehow for the highest good of everyone on earth. Before we even arrived at the boat ride that day, I noticed that we were being tracked by a large, invisible, or cloaked UFO, a beautiful shaped, almost pure white one, and quite large. In the regular circular, but large circular shape. I said hello to the occupants and got a very clear vision of a tall ET, the kind with the big eyes. I somehow knew it was a female, and her energy was extremely loving and full of compassion for me and our group, especially you. I did not get a name, but she indicated telepathically to me that we all knew her on the inner plane. She was tall, maybe over 6 feet tall, and she wore a beautiful, glowing, white gown type of thing that looked ceremonial. and it had a kind of thick golden cord around her very narrow waist. It was a delight to be in touch with her throughout the trip, up until we placed the stone. Once everyone on our boat was done infusing the stone with their energy and love, I did the same until I felt it was ready. Then I held on to it for the entire trip. Even when I needed my hands, I found a way to hold onto it and not let it go until it was time for it to go. The stone communicated to me that it had a definite purpose in going into the Hawaiian waters. Meanwhile, I felt and clairvoyantly saw the cloaked UFO ship overhead the entire time, following us. It was quite a crown chakra experience. And as we stopped at that bay to drop the stones in, the ship also paused right above us. As I was preparing to drop the rock, I got the following communication from my female ET friend. These stones have extremely special qualities which will allow us to infuse your earth with the kind of energy that will help bring a type of healing to the earthly environment. These stones will be mixed with our technology to bring in those rays of light onto the earth to heal her, that is Mother Earth's body, and to heal the minds of those who are ready for it, of people, and help clear past garbage, including trauma, and finish karmic cycles for them. It will start with the land and the people and visitors of Hawaii, and eventually go all over the world. This will be a process that will take about a year to finish. Having groups of people drop these stones today indicate the representation of your permission for us to help your entire species and planet. You are all the bearers of this permission giving. The last stone, which will be placed later, will go to a different area where we will direct Milena to go with her other group. And when done, the energy can be looped around the world, spreading in what looks like energetic, concentric circles and ovals, overlaying each other, exciting each other, and bringing about amplified healing. The last stone to be dropped will be at a most unusual place, as it will be near a part of Hawaii not often visited by people. Milena will know on the day of the placing where that will be, as we will communicate with her directly. Once we infuse it with our technology meant only for good, it will continue to radiate out for years to come. We will return to this spot in 5 years to reinfuse it with this energetic technology in 2024. And of course, it is perfectly okay for you or Milena and her people to visit these spots in that year to experience the uptick we will bring to the radiating energies from these stones. The stones hold the energetic rays we will infuse in them and the water around them for about 5 years. We will come every 5 years after that until it is no longer needed. My new ET friend bowed respectfully and faded away from my vision. The energy she left behind was kind, loving, and if I am reading this right, extremely hopeful, though a more subtle emotion, I believe a most important one. These beings are really on our side and wish to help in every way they can. I also got the sense that you might know this being, Milena. She did not say where she was from, and I did not ask, but she is definitely not from here. And she wasn't gray. She was white of skin, and her energy exuded nothing but the purest of love and kindness and a very high vibration of spirituality and compassion, as I said. Thank you, Milena, for choosing us to be a part of this very sacred ceremony. It will be interesting to see the changes that come first to the Big Island, then around the world in the years to come. Maybe clairvoyantly check in with it now and then and see how it's progressing. I'll do the same. Maybe we can compare notes. And then she gives her mahalos. And then I wrote her back, thanking her for sharing her experience. Then I gave her a little bit more information about the aunties. And I also wrote this. For me, their energy and current message has been about the divine mother aspect of the sacred feminine. And then in another email, she responded, it is interesting that you mentioned the divine feminine as part of the experience. To me, it was so obvious, I guess. That is why I didn't even bring it up. Yes, it is very much a heralding of the divine feminine principle, which is why it is bringing that kind of healing to the earth and emotional healing to everyone, including men. So yes, of course, the healing has a lot to do with that. A deep breath, everyone. Joan, would you like to come on?